Good evening. Good evening. How y'all doing? I mean, after a class like that, you know, you ask yourself, where do you go from here? Amen. Amen. This is a class on prayer. And I, you know, I'm just led that it's in place that after a class like that, we need to pray. Amen. Because what we found out that when we pray, we're sealing some things. Amen. So online students, we do invite you to join us. What we want to do, we want to seal what our man of God said to us tonight. And I always like to start. Now, remember, now don't forget what you've learned. We're praying to the Father in the name of Jesus. And we are inviting the Holy Spirit to help us. Amen. So turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We're going to seal what we heard. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to help us get into our spirits what the man of God taught us. I wrote down a couple words. As you're praying, I want you to think on ages, generations. Y'all remember that? Yes, impartation and mantle. Amen. Romans. Y'all there? Romans chapter 8. Yes, we're going to read verses 26 through 28. Ready, let's read. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just praise you and we just honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for our man of God, our apostle, Father. Lord God, we thank you for the revelation, Lord God. We thank you for the manifestation, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're saying, for all that you're doing, Lord God. Now, right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying, Father God, that everything that he has taught, hallelujah, Lord God, that we will begin to receive that, Lord God. Hallelujah. And not just receive it, Lord God, that we will begin to walk in it. Hallelujah. Thank you. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us to pray. Shalalala mahashaha. Yedede bakanda da bahia. Amamamamamamandede bakanda da bahia. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. We praise you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Thank you for the impartation, Lord. Ala la la mahashanda rabakahaya. Ala la la mahala la kanda ramaki here. Meme mende. Bama mama manda rabakahaha. Ala la anda rabakaya. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Ala la anda ramaki here. Ama baba baba banda debe here. Mahasanda rabakahaya. We don't take it lightly, Lord God. Ala la la mahaha. Ama baba baba banda debe debe kende debe de. What a privilege. Glory to God. What a privilege. Ala la la mahashia, ala la la mahashia, ala la la mahashia. Oh glory, oh glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Amor ababa bahashaha. Adadanda robogo shenge debede. Ala la la mahala la kanda la mahaya. Erededende robogo shanda rabakaha. Mamangende robodoya. Amababa banda debede. Oh rama mahashaha. Oh la 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 makonda rabakahaya. No God like you, Lord God. Glory, hallelujah. No God like you, Lord God. Oh, Rama Mabahashaya. Ala la la makanda ramaki here. Ala la la mahala la kanda rama here. Oh, Rama Babakasha kanda rabakaha. Ayanda rabaki here. Oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lolo Moko Shende. Oh, Rama Babaha. Oh, Lomoho Sanda rabakaha. Oh, Rama Babahashanda rabakahaya. Ala la la rebe dede. Oh, Rama Moko Shanda rabakaya. Oh, la 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 mahia, Lord God. Hama mahashanda rabakayanda. Ala la la mahala la kanda rabakaha. Ala la la mahala la kanda ramaki here. Oh, Rama mahashahaya. Ala la la mahala la kanda ramaki here. Mama anda rebede. Mama anda rebede. Mama anda rebede. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ha, 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 ha. We going somewhere. Glory, hallelujah. We going somewhere. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, my, we so blessed. We so blessed. And you're such a blessed class. You're such a blessed class. I told y'all that. Every year we think, oh, man, our class is the best class. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's progressive. Amen? It's progressive. It's progressive. Glory to God. You know, I told y'all that. I told you. You know, that God is ready to use you. Amen. He's ready to use you. And remember last week when we were talking about Galatians 4:19 and how we have to, you know, pray for people when they get saved. We just can't just turn them loose. You know, we got to pray for them. And I begin to see and I begin to understand it's like when the Lord begin to bless y'all and me too. When the Lord began to bless us, you know, they're going to come to us. Right. Amen. And we have to be ready to minister to these people because they're going to have questions. They're going to want to know why you're so blessed, how you get so blessed, who did it, how they did it. Amen. Now, one of the main things that I wrote in my notes, and it was the word, and then an apostle touched on it. And I mean, I was just about to become unglued. And the word, my word was motive. Okay, motive. And, you know, I'm getting way ahead of myself, getting way ahead of my lesson here. Because last week we finished chapter 5, and I was getting ready to go into to chapter 6. There were a couple of things I want you to remember from chapter 5. About continuous prayer, you know, commitment, remember that. Discipline, remember that. Perseverance, remember that. Remember you got some enemies that's trying to stop you. Pride, fear, remember the other one. It was pride, fear, and lack of perseverance. Thank you. Thank you. These are the things that you want to remember from that lesson. You know, now this lesson, you know, the author is taking us into prayer obstacles. What's blocking your prayer? What's stopping your prayer? And in my preparations, you know, he got to the point, I'm way ahead. You do not ask or you ask for the wrong thing. And he says, some people ask God for things that seem to be in line with his word. Seem to be, y'all, you see that? Seem to be in line with his word. But the intention of their heart, what's their motive? Amen? What's their motive? The intention of their heart is to satisfy some fleshly desire. Their selfish desires or intentions are for self-gratification and not to, look here, build up the kingdom of heaven. Amen. It's not to build up the kingdom of heaven or to bless others. Two things. So when we, you know, when we're asking, when we're praying, And our prayers ought to be centered on building up the kingdom of heaven and blessing others. Amen. Those are the things that we're supposed to be focused on. Amen. You know, Father God, what it is that you want? What is your will? What is your purpose? What is your plan? What is your way? These are the things that we're supposed to be focused on. And then the author says, then come our personal stuff. You know, then come the family. Then come for you. But it's always supposed to be focused on, first of all, the kingdom of God. And that's what our apostle told us tonight. First, the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things, amen, will be added unto you. But the main thing, you know, I just needed to go there first, just that motive. You know, what is your, for example, why do you want to be healed? Why? Nobody saying that. Think about it. Amen. Think about it. You don't have to answer. Just, but why? You know, and I thought about it. I said, well, some people will say, because I don't want to be sick. You know, that's a good answer. There's nothing wrong with that. But is it for kingdom purposes? Do you want to be healed for kingdom purposes? Amen. Is it to glorify God? Is it, you know, my body is healed and the Lord did it? You know, that's one thing about our man of God, our apostle. He's always saying, and the Lord did it. You know what I'm saying? You know, all of that's been manifested in his life, he continues to give God all the honor and all the praise and all the glory for it all. So, you know, when we're praying, we got to say, you know, stop and ask yourself, what is the purpose? What's my motive here? You know, what do I want? Is it just for me? I mean, I came up in a generation where that's the way we prayed. You know, our Father, and then bless. Bless me. Bless mama. Bless daddy. You know, that's what we prayed. But now we're coming to the point where we're understanding more and more about prayer. I'm hoping your prayer lives are changing. I'm hoping that you're understanding some things a little bit better about prayer. And that's not to say God is not concerned about you. He is concerned about you. Amen. And, you know, our pastor teaches us that when you take care of his business, he'll take care of your business. Amen. He knows. He knows what you need. He knows what you want. He knows your desires and he knows your dreams. Amen. Matter of fact, they came from him. You know, if they're right dreams, if they're right visions, if they're right desire, they came from him. The word of God says that, you know, it is God who gives us the will to do of his good pleasure. So when, you know, that thing starts welling up on the inside of you, it's coming from him. You know, I never forget the car I'm driving now. I mean, I kept a picture of that car 12 years, y'all. I'm going to be honest with you. I say, this is the kind of car I wanted. You know, this is the kind of car I want. This is the kind of car I want. But, you know, it didn't happen. And it wasn't until I found the picture. You know, back then, you know, we would have named it and claimed it a bunch. And we wanted to keep it in front of us. You know, so I had my picture. And I found the picture 12 years. Threw the picture in the trash. And I want you to know the Lord worked that thing out. Till this day, the only thing I had to do was sign my name. My son did everything. He just did. He found the car. He negotiated the price. He did everything. And that's all I had to do. And the car paid for. Amen. Matter of fact, the car been paid for 2 years, and it was sweatless. You know, that's how you know when it's God. You know, a man of God is always telling us. And I always told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm up and down the road. I need a dependable, reliable. I used to say efficient. I don't worry about that too much anymore. But, I like an efficient car. But the main thing, my motive was because when I get ready to go to church and follow my man of God, I need a reliable car. I'm a woman, and I'm by myself, so I need a reliable car. But then, you know, the little Fiat, the side to that was, I finally noticed. I mean, I'm not one of those people who too much concerned about things. That's just me. That's just me. You know, and I told my son, I think I had been driving the car about 6 months. And I say, you know, it just didn't dawn on me what I was driving. You know? He said, what you mean? I said, you know, it was just a car. You know, just a car for me to ride in. I said, well, people started treating me different. They really and truly did. You know, nobody would let me in on the interstate before. But now they were yielding and they were letting me in. And they were smiling and they were waving. And it's like, what is this? But God did it. And you know, and God took pleasure, you know what I'm saying, in me riding in this car that I had a desire to have for 12 years, you know, 12 years. Well, 12 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to, I might have been able to buy it, but I wouldn't have been able to maintain it. That's for sure. Wouldn't have been able to do it. But when I got it, it was like, you know, sweatless. But always, we want to stop and we want to examine our motive, what we want. You know, Lord, is this thing coming from you? You know, don't forget what our man of God is teaching us. Oh, my God, the courtroom of heaven. You know what I'm saying? You know, praying, getting your judgment, getting your verdict, asking the Lord, Lord, is this what you want me to have? You know, some things the Lord want us to have, we backing up. You know, but that's what he wants. Why? Why does he want you to have that? So that he can be glorified. Because you're going to be the ones to say, the Lord did it. Amen. Amen. Always remember, the Lord did it. Amen. Check out your motives. The author says, and he was talking about, you know, some of these people who have these selfish desires. He says their selfish desires or intentions are for self-gratification and not to build up the kingdom of heaven or to bless others. Their petitions are intended to please and satisfy personal carnal desires, such as jealousy, personal glory and satisfaction. Sometimes it's competition, sometimes it's envy. Their motivation is wrong. That's what he said. Their motivation is wrong. First, we should ask, in talking about in prayer, we should ask to establish kingdom blessings, then for our family, that's what our author said, then for our family, and then for yourself, okay? Now, he didn't mention the church or the apostle or the pastor. He didn't mention any of that. But one of the things something about me, I guess it's government, because our apostle is teaching us about government. It's something about order. Here lately, it's just when I pray, I think what I've been doing, the first thing I'm praying for, over in 1 Timothy chapter 2, you know, it talks about, I exhort therefore that first of all, y'all remember that? Prayers, intercessions, supplications be offered. He said, first of all, for all men. That's what he says, for all men. Then he says, for kings and for all that in authority. Remember that? Y'all remember that? It's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And I don't know, that thing just started. It's like, okay, now when I pray, and even when I'm blessing others or when I'm asking for things for others, you know, here lately I've been starting with my apostle. That's just me. I'm not saying you have to do that. The author didn't say that. Apostle didn't say that. But that's what I do. You know, I start with my apostle. Then I go to his family. And then I go to Word of Life Christian Center family. Isn't that something? That's just me. It's just something that's just been on me recently. Just recently. And then I go to me and my family. And I learned something years ago. They were teaching us about as one man. And in the home, you know, if there's a father, You start with the father. You start with the head. You pray for him. Then you pray for the mother. Then you pray for the children. But you know, so often we mothers, you know, we go pray for Junior first. You know, some of us might pray for the father after we done prayed for our cousins. No, let's look at God's original intent. How did God intend for us to do that? Amen. And we just had that lesson, huh? We talked about the men. Okay, the man is supposed to be first. Amen. The head of the house. If there is no man, then whoever the head of the house. Amen. So you start with the head of the house, because if the head of the house is blessed, then everybody under that is going to be blessed. In that lesson, as one man, even the children, the oldest, you know, I never thought about that. I figured the one who was giving you the most trouble, that's who you start with. You know, start with him, you know, her, or him or her. You know, no. Start with the oldest, and then the next, and then the next. God's original intent. Amen. When you pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're talking about motives, and we got some of this from our author. He says, now the way he said it was pray to establish kingdom blessings, then for your family, and then for yourself. You know, just put yourself last. He says, follow this order. Then you have overcome the obstacle of, I guess, I'm going to call it selfishness. He doesn't call it selfishness. It's all under you do not ask, or you ask for the wrong thing. That's what it's under, that little section. I skipped the whole first part. I'm so sorry. So if you're trying to follow me, you didn't follow me. But I'll go back and I'll do that right now. I think I got time to go back and do it. Okay. We need to remember that the Lord delights, believe it or not, the Lord delights in answering the prayers of his people. He delights in it. His word teaches that if we ask according to his will, then he hears and answers. That's according to 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. If our prayers are not being answered in the way that we expect, then we must ask the Holy Spirit to help us find out what the problem is and what is blocking the answer to our prayer. Now, you know, one of the scriptures that Apostle gave us was over in Psalm 139. I think it's verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God. You know, start with you. What's blocking? You know, I love what we're doing right now. I don't know if y'all have had an opportunity. Yeah, he taught y'all that about soaking. Okay, soaking. I mean, some stuff is coming up. You know, some stuff, some of it I had forgotten. But he's showing me some things. Amen? So that's a good way, too. The soaking that we're doing, you know, God is going to begin to reveal to us as we cleanse our soul. What's blocking? Amen? What's blocking? He says, what prevents our prayers from being answered? He gave us four things. You do not ask. That's the one I already did. Or you ask for the wrong thing. And again, what I associate with that is motive. Okay. Then the second one he said is spousal abuse. I'll let y'all know what he said. Amen. And then the third one is skepticism or doubt. And then the fourth one was unforgiveness. Amen. All right. So what I did was, okay, he gave us some scriptures, James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Okay, the main thing is we got to ask. Ye ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Many people think God is too busy to hear us. Others believe their petitions and their needs are too insignificant. Either it's too big or it's too little. Small matters do not interest God. That's what some people think. That the things they're asking for are too big for God to answer them. And I just want you to know, God wants to grant you the desires of your heart. Remember that. He wants to grant you the desires of your heart. And then I'm not going to go over that again. I already talked about your motive and how some people ask for things that seem to be in line with the word of God. Amen? Amen. Now, the author talks about this spousal abuse thing. He gives us two scriptures, 1 Peter chapter 3 and 1, and then 1 Peter 3 and 7. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Verse 7, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as to unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers, look at that, that your prayers be not hindered. Amen. Roles and functions of the man and the woman in the home. That's what he's talking about, the roles and the function. Paul teaches that women should submit to their husbands. If she does not, it is considered a form of rebellion against God. Amen. Amen. We'll come back. If the husband mistreats his wife and refuses to love her as she needs to be loved, and perhaps go as far as to physically, verbally, or emotionally abuse her, it is considered a form of disobedience to God and his word. You notice that the woman is in rebellion and the man is just in disobedience. I noticed that. That was the first thing I noticed when I read that. It's like, what? I mean, you know, if you're not going to do what the word says, then both of us ought to be in rebellion, right? I mean, rebellion sounds like a harder word than disobedience. You know, it just sounds like a harder word. That was just me. That was just me. And this is the word of God. This is what our author is saying. This is the word of God. This is God's original intent. And I know if you're anything like me, when I read this, and I said, but what about them knuckleheads? You know, how you gonna be in subjection to a knucklehead? You know, and I don't have the full answer on that one. I'm sorry. pray, and you know, ask the Lord to help you. But I can tell you that I have heard my man of God say, you know, now if a man is not living for God, if he's doing all kind of stuff and he wants you to do all kind of stuff, that's not godly. Amen. You know, you don't need divine intervention to come down and tell you. You don't have to be in subject. No, you don't want nothing illegal, nothing wrong. You know, I mean, Bonnie and Clyde. I mean, no. Amen. We gonna believe God. We gonna trust God. Now, you men, I guess they have some knucklehead wives. I don't know any. I don't think any woman in here knows any knucklehead wives. But if there is a knucklehead woman and it's hard for you to love her, you know, like the word is teaching here. This is all he's saying. And the whole, no, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go. Yeah, but they do, you know, might be. I'm trying to be fair to the men as I am to the women. Then you have to pray too. You know, you have to pray for your wife and ask the Lord to teach you to love her. Amen. But she is not your little child for you to physically, verbally, or emotionally abuse her. No. Situations like that, the best thing, you know, she needs to run, you know. Now the law can work it out. I mean, I've known some people to run and the law worked it out. I mean, you know, but you don't need to stay in an environment where you're being physically abused. Amen. 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 So you know we don't need that's no we don't need no revelation about that. You don't need to stay in that. But the main thing here, what the author is saying, is that if you're married and you're not, what, the husband is not treating the wife right or the wife is not treating the husband right, your prayers are being hindered. That's the main thing. That's you know, that whole little section of the spousal abuse part is talking about your prayers being hindered. So if you're believing God and you're talking to God, you know, about something that you desire, something you need, something you want, and it's not happening, well, you know, go back and check that. You know, we all have to check it. You know, we have to check it. You know, what am I doing? My sister, she is saved, praise the Lord, but she always has a word for me, and you know, years ago, it's a good word. She told me years ago. She says, Joanne, keep your end up, meaning you do what God expects for you to do.
Right.
Don't worry about nothing he's doing.
Right.
All you do is keep your end up. And then she says, we got to go on.
Right.
You know, no matter what, we got to go on.
Right.
So my word is, men and women, keep your end up.
Amen.
Amen. And pray. And ask the Lord to help you. You know, that's all we can do. And he will help you and he will show you. He will reveal to you what it is that you need to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all be blessed.
Wow.